Effective speech. There is more to effective speech than the vital aspect of appropriate word choice. Combining frankness, word choice, and other aspects of a pleasing personality will make you a powerful communicator, able to speak with conviction and persuasion, whether you are addressing a convention, a round table, or one person. Dramatic, inspiring speech has had incredible influence on the course of civilization. The destiny of nations has been changed and defined by the power of those who know how to speak effectively. And those people have earned a permanent place in history. Your ambition may not be so grand, though why shouldn't it? To master dramatic technique, you must learn to speak forcefully in ordinary conversation. If you practice putting the necessary feeling behind every word you utter in every conversation you have, you will be much more effective in formal presentations. No amount of dramatic technique, however, will bring an audience back from the dead. There's an adage, know what you wish to say, say it with all the feeling you command, and then sit down. The last two words are the key here. Remember to keep your speeches short. As soon as you have conveyed your point, stop. Long-winded speakers tax the alertness of their audiences and show no respect for their time. They fail to persuade anyone. You will fail just as surely if you do not focus your speech in a way that is applicable to your listeners. Do not use jargon or technical phrases with people who are new to your service or product. Remember that examples and illustrations add drama to your speech and make your message hit close to home. If you are presenting a new computer system to a business that has never even used computers before, and you ramble on about LANs and Pentium chips, you will soon face a room full of sleepwalkers. Tell them instead how you can link their employees together, how quickly information can be shared, and how fast and efficiently your technology will allow them to work, and you will face a room full of people eager to do business with you. As you speak, make good use of gestures. Avoid running your hands through your hair or shoving them in your pockets. Watch public speakers at every opportunity to learn how they employ their hands for emphasis, and practice this in front of a mirror, just as you practice your smile and facial expressions. The effort you have devoted to controlling your tone of voice will pay off handsomely in your public speaking. You will convey enthusiasm, confidence, and importance through your tone of voice. Enthusiasm is the core element of any speech, for it underlies your ability to bring all the above aspects of good public speaking into a harmonious whole. It is very hard for listeners not to be affected by genuine enthusiasm. It's contagious. If you have sincerity and true confidence in your definite major purpose, you will have no trouble giving demonstrable feeling to what you are saying, and that is the essence of effective speaking.